Chapter 1. It was a Saturday night, and Mary Ryan had a hot date with Mrs. Aucoin. At the age of 90, Mrs. Aucoin still made her own cookies and was always inviting Mary up to share them in the apartment she rented from Mary's mother. Despite being 23, Mary had a surprising amount in common with Mrs. Aucoin. There was their shared admiration for a big tomcat named Roscoe, who had to be the ugliest cat on the street, but had the loudest purr either of them had ever heard. He was a stray, and Mary tried long and hard to get her mother and grandmother to take him in, but they would not be swayed, so Mrs. Aucoin stepped in and took the chewed-up beast into her home. For that, Mary would love her forever. Roscoe was purring in Mary's lap as Mrs. Aucoin poured the tea at her kitchen table, a big plate of sugar cookies between them. When she added the milk, Mary noticed it had gone off. But she didn't want to embarrass her hostess, so she kept quiet and drank it anyway. They were two cookies in when Mrs. Aucoin suddenly said, "Did you know my middle name was Mary?" "Is it? What's your first name? I've only ever known you as Mrs. Aucoin." "It's Beatrice, but my parents always called me Bee. They're Bumblebee, they said."
"That's so sweet. I've always had a bit of a grudge against my mom. She should have known better than to call me Mary. She condemned me to a lifetime of ridicule in school."
"What on earth do you mean?"
"In elementary, I was always asked where my lamb was, and if I was quite contrary. When my boobs got bigger in the middle grades, the boys called me Mary Poppins. But the real fun started in high school, where I was known as the Virgin Mary."
"Oh, dear,"
Mrs. Aucoin laughed. "I never thought of that. Whenever Mom yells my name, it feels like a commandment. Mary! For some strange reason, she wants me to get married, even though she never did."
"And do you want to get married?"
"I'm never getting hitched. Why bother? My grandfather walked out on my gran. My mother didn't know my father's last name. My Aunt Peggy's husband is never home because he's a heart doctor. And then there's my cousin Sheena. When we were little girls, we played Barbies together, and Sheena always turned Barbie into a bride and made me play with a Ken doll. Ken was boring, but at least I had enough self-respect to pretend otherwise. I had Ken climbing up bureaus and bungee jumping off bedside lamps, while Barbie cried and pouted at the altar. Our friendship was almost destroyed the day I took a pair of scissors and hacked off Barbie's hair and veil. Sheena ran screaming to her mother, and Aunt Peggy told me in a very stern voice that it wasn't a very nice thing to do, and I should apologize. So I did. I thought I'd get in trouble, but later that day, Mom took me out for ice cream. She'd never done that before. I can count on one hand the number of times Mom has taken me anywhere. But really, these days, I don't even want to go with her." Mrs. Aucoin reached out and patted Mary's hand.
"Love your mother. You may not always like her, but remember to love her. She's the only one you will ever have, and you'll miss her when she's gone."